Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you interested in learning how to start your own business? Winston Community College is the place for you. Last month, we opened a new campus in Cedarview that offers lots of business courses to equip aspiring entrepreneurs with the tools to launch a new career. We offer flexible schedules so you can take courses in the evenings or on weekends. Visit us at our new campus or online to submit your application.
Number 71. What is being advertised? Number 72. What happened last month? Number 73. What are the listeners invited to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Please be sure to mark your calendars for a get-together on April 16th. We all work on different biochemistry research projects, and it's nice to share and celebrate our progress. Sung Hee has reserved us rooms at a conference center off-site where we'll be able to relax outdoors after our sessions. Thanks for taking care of that, Sung Hee. A few of you have asked whether we can hold other social events throughout the year. We don't have the budget to do anything big, but I'd like to hear your ideas. Everyone has my email address.
Number 74. What is scheduled for April 16th? Number 75. What does the speaker thank Sung Hee for doing? Number 76. Why does the speaker say,
"Everyone has my email address"?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
My name is Raul Phillips. I know it's short notice, but I'm a patient at your clinic and I'd like to see a doctor today. I ran in a local half marathon yesterday and, well, I didn't feel pain at the time, but I think I sprained my ankle during the race. It's been sore since after the race and I might need an x-ray. Could you call me back? I'll be conducting some job interviews this morning, so I may not be able to answer my phone, but please leave a message. My number is 555-0167. Thanks.
Number 77. Why is the speaker calling? Number 78. What event did the speaker recently participate in? Number 79. What does the speaker say he will be doing this morning? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
This is Giovanni calling from Salazar Market. We're excited about selling your breakfast cereal in our store. Our customers have been asking for your brand for several months now. I'll be emailing you a contract later today. You can sign it and send it back to me at your convenience. It states that we'll be displaying your cereals at the end of an aisle on the end cap as you requested. You'll want to make sure we have enough boxes in the store to create a nice display and keep the shelves well stocked for you.
Number 80. What does the listener produce? Number 81. What does the speaker say he will send the listener? Number 82. What does the speaker recommend doing? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Team, let's debrief on the trial run of the DQY5, our satellite internet system. As you know, the DQY5 is a small satellite dish that can be used to access the internet in remote locations. Test users have said that it generally works very well. However, they all report service interruptions when winter storms cover the satellite dish in snow. That means we need to focus on designing an internal system that can heat up the satellite receiver and melt the snow to ensure that the connection is not disrupted. Let's break into groups of three and start brainstorming technical solutions.
Number 83. What type of product has the team developed? Number 84. What has caused a problem for some users? Number 85. What will the listeners most likely do next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Thanks for joining us for this evening's community orchestra performance. The concert was scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Unfortunately, some of the microphones aren't working. So, while our sound engineers are correcting the issue, I'd like to tell you about an opportunity to help the theatre. You may notice that all our ushers are volunteers, and we're always looking for more. Ushers take tickets, help patrons find their seats, and then, of course, get to enjoy the concert for free. If you're interested, be sure to check page 4 of your program booklet for more details.
Number 86. Why does the speaker say?
Unfortunately, some of the microphones aren't working.
Number 87. What are the listeners invited to do? Number 88. Where does the speaker say some information can be found? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following speech.
I'm Natalie from Acroy Technologies, and I'm here to train everyone on using System Ace, your new project management software. Since you organize and provide a venue for professional conferences and trade shows, System Ace will allow you to create separate project folders for each event. This means that event-related to-do lists, schedules, and other documents for each folder will all be in one place. Now, the best way to learn a new program is by using it. So please get out your tablet or laptop. We're going to try a few things together.
Number 89. What is the focus of the training? Number 90. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 91. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
In this online session, I'd like to discuss how small businesses like those represented here today can be more energy efficient. For example, some companies install solar panels to reduce their electricity costs. Now, we all have different ideas about how to conserve energy. What does your company do to reduce its carbon footprint? There's a lot of combined knowledge at this meeting. Let's take advantage of that. Please submit your questions and comments in the chat. By the way, this session is being recorded so that it's available to all participants after the session.
Number 92. What is the topic of the talk? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
"There's a lot of combined knowledge at this meeting"?
Number 94. What does the speaker say will happen after the talk? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and table.
Thanks for coming to this weekly briefing. As you know, Joe's Trucking Company takes safety very seriously, and I'm glad all our drivers are able to attend today. So we have 5 loads to deliver, including 2 loads of steel beams. Yasushi, you've been assigned to the car carrier, so please be sure to follow the safety checklist, especially the part about securely fastening all restraints. Junko, I'm concerned the lumber you're carrying will be considered oversized. I think the company will need to obtain a permit for you. We'll talk after the meeting.
Number 95. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 96. What does the speaker remind Yasushi to do? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which load length is the speaker concerned about? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following broadcast and map.
Welcome to the evening news program on WXNL Radio. In local news, the much-anticipated holiday parade will be held downtown this Saturday, beginning promptly at 10 a.m. on Main Street. However, according to the city government's website, there's been one important change. The parade was supposed to follow a route along 5 city roads, but because of traffic concerns, the parade will now stop at the end of Curtis Avenue instead of continuing to the originally planned endpoint. Now, in case you're wondering whether we'll have sunny skies or clouds on the day of the parade, stay tuned after the commercial break for our weekend forecast.
Number 98. What will begin at 10 a.m. on Saturday? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which road will be excluded? Number 100. What will the listeners hear after a commercial break?